We're CJNQ, and today we're talking with Matt Anderson. So welcome, Matt. And he's a Canadian artist. You are based in New Brunswick, is that correct?
Yes, yep, from New Brunswick.
Now, you started your music career in 2002?
Yeah, that's when I started playing full-time, I guess. I mean, I'd done lots of the club scenes and all that kind of stuff before, but that's when I started just the music thing straightforward, I guess, no other job besides that.
Okay, so before that, you were playing in clubs, and that wasn't your full-time thing?
Yeah, I was playing in clubs. I was also working at the McCain's plant in Florenceville, New Brunswick, making pizza pockets, so
Okay.
I cast off the hairnet eventually and went for music full-time.
Good. Now, right now, we're playing My Little Country Church at Christmas time, so that's a great song. It really gets people in the mood for the old-fashioned Christmas kind of feeling. Now, did you grow up in a musical family, Matt?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, my grandfather plays fiddle, and my mom plays piano, and lots of relatives would play. So every time the family got together, there was always music around. So it wasn't really so much of a choice to be a musician. You pretty much just fell into it, really, more than anything.
Okay, good. So did you go to a little country church? And
yeah, our church, I mean, when it's jammed full, it might hold 100 people. So,
okay.
Yeah, no, it was just it's the church my grandparents went to. My mom played organ at the church, so it's kind of a family tradition to go there on Christmas Eve.
That's pretty neat. Now, would you say your music is blues, or is it a crossover between blues and a bit of country? Or?
Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff mashed in there. I mean, I grew up mostly on classic rock that my brothers listened to, and mm-hmm. the country stuff my folks listened to. So a little bit of that all in there. And I grew up to, I guess when I was a teenager, I guess I started getting to the blues a little bit. And so, I mean, that's a big influence, a lot of stuff I do. So it's a bit of a hodgepodge of everything thrown together, I guess.
Good. Now, exciting. Now, in 2004, you played at the East Coast Music Awards, the ECMAs. So that must have been quite exciting.
Yeah. I mean, the ECMAs, I mean, I've been going every year since then. It's always a treat. It's almost like a family reunion, really, because that's the only time you get to see all your music friends from the East Coast. It's always a pretty great time.
Good. So you started off in 2002. So 2 years later, you were playing at the East Coast Music Awards. It's pretty nice.
Yeah. So I've been pretty lucky. It's been a pretty steady climb for me.
Good. That's great. So you must work really hard at it then.
Well, I stay busy anyway.
Yeah, I guess so. Now, you won the top prize in Memphis, Tennessee, the International Blues Challenge, and you competed with people from 11 different countries. So tell us about that. That's quite something.
It was a pretty amazing time down there. I mean, it was pretty special just to get to go to Memphis. I mean, that's kind of where the whole, Elvis and Johnny Cash and the whole Sun Records and then Stax, you know, all the R&B stuff out of there. So it was pretty much, you know, where the blues and, you know, rock and roll kind of came from was that area. So it was pretty special just to be there. And I went down a few days before the competition started just to take some of that in. And then when everybody else got there for the competition, it was pretty amazing. It kind of got a vibe of what Beale Street used to be like. I mean, it was all the bars were full of bands just, you know, playing mm-hmm. playing their butts off all night. So that was really cool and just really great to meet so many people who were doing the same thing you are. It was pretty special.
Yeah, you must have done a lot of networking.
Yeah, I mean, I guess yeah. I always think it was just meeting people, but I guess really it is networking, yeah. But
exactly.
Yeah, it was really great. You know, there's bands from all over the place, and it was kind of cool, too. There was a few bands from Canada went down, so it's like we had our own little contingency down there.
Mm-hmm. So 11 different countries. What were some of the countries represented?
I know France and Italy, and I'm trying to think. I know there's a German band there as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was pretty cool. Most of the bands were North American, but mm-hmm. I know there was quite a few from other places. It was really neat to see everybody's take on the blues, too.
And you must have been surprised when you won a top prize?
Oh, definitely, yeah. I mean, I think I was up against 80 other people in my category, so it was pretty pretty daunting going into it. But I wasn't too worried about the whole competition thing. I was just kind of going down to play and have fun and let what happened. But I was, yeah, surprised, to say the least, when I found out I won.
Good. Your family must be very supportive and you know, extremely happy with, you know, your success.
Yeah, they've always been behind me for sure. It's probably not the most, you know, relaxing idea when your kid's going to go say he's going to be a musician for the rest of his life. But they've always been hugely supportive and always been my number one fan. So I owe a lot to be able to do with how supportive they've been for me.
Oh, great. Now, you have an album out, Matt Anderson, Spirit of Christmas, and that's a great idea for a Christmas gift or if somebody's looking for some Christmas music to play during the holidays. When did the album come out?
The album was released we just recorded it in October, so it was released just the end of November. Yeah, it all came together pretty quick. I'm on the road pretty steady, so it pretty much just came down to when I could do it, and had a bit of a break there in October, and had a couple of friends, the great players that I play with on the Vinyl Cafe tour as well, and they came in, played with me, did the album, had one of my friends from home, Dave Gunning, produce it, and yeah, cranked it out pretty quick, and really happy with what I came out of it, though. It was pretty fun. Kind of reminds me of Christmas at Home, just the piano and guitar and bass was pretty fun.
Yeah, that's great. Now, has the album received a lot of good review? I know one of them here is from the Vinyl Cafe host, Stuart McLean, and he has a lot of good things to say about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just kind of, it was just released, I guess, actually November 30th is when it was the official release.
Oh my goodness,
yeah. Yeah, I've been lucky enough to have three or four great reviews on it so far, so I'm always pretty humbled, especially it's hard for people to really get attached to a Christmas album sometimes, I think,
yeah.
So I've felt pretty lucky that way.
Now, who wrote the songs? Did you write most of them?
I wrote four of the songs on there,
and then
there's some traditional stuff on there as well, a few, and then just some songs I grew up with as a kid, too, that I always liked. And then I also just hunted around to a lot of my musician friends and got them to send me songs and picked a few out of that just to kind of, you know, stay away from doing the songs that everybody's done. And, you know, a lot of those songs, they have pretty classic versions. There's no point in trying to do it any better. So just left them alone as they were.
Sounds good to me. Now, if somebody wants to find out more information about you, Matt, or purchase the album, where can they go?
My website is stubbyfingers.ca, or my label also that I'm on is bustedflatrecords.com, and you can all order all the CDs right there on iTunes and all that kind of stuff, too.
Okay, so that's stubbyfingers.ca?
Yep.
Okay, that's an interesting name.
That was the first band I was in at home with, Stubby Fingers, and I just always liked that. It was a lot of fun playing with them, so hung on to that. Yeah.
Well, definitely a name that's going to stick in somebody's head. They won't easily forget that. That's good. So that's great. You've done a lot of touring in 2010, too. You were across Canada a lot. And
yeah, across the country a lot, and this year is my first time going to Europe. I got to go into in Czech Republic and Holland and just got back from France a couple weeks ago, and did a couple trips to the UK as well, so it's been a really great year for touring.
Exactly, exciting stuff. Good. What are your plans for 2011?
First week of January, I head into the studio with Colin Linden, who's one of my favorites from Canada. He's going to produce and recording down at Levon Helm Studio in Woodstock, New York.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be the next project, and then after winning the blues competition last year, I got booked onto a blues cruise in the Caribbean that I'm going to be playing on, and and then. Festival start up pretty soon after that. So,
a busy year ahead of you, Matt.
Yeah, definitely.
Good. Anything else you wanted to add before we go?
No, I think that'll do.
Good. Well, thanks very much, and certainly wish you all the success.
Okay, thanks very much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
You're seeing faces we haven't seen all year, and some who've come as friends of friends. Our hearts are filled with Christmas cheer and the chills we get when the songs begin. I hear my mother singing with the choir, father shaking hands at the door. It's the smell of the hall hung with freshly cut pine. It's my little country church at Christmas time. The crack of the pews as we kneel down, sound of the heater clicking on, a fresh batch of snow lays on the ground as we think about the year that's come and gone. I hear my mother singing with the choir, father shaking hands at the door. It's the smell of the hall hung with freshly cut pine. It's my little country church at Christmas time. Thank you. father holds his daughter, a mother holds her son. We bow our heads and we are thankful for all that we have to be among the lucky ones. The room is full with the love of Christmas. We share a smile as a baby cries. We sound just like a band of angels as we sing the closing hymn of silent night. I hear my mother singing with the choir. Father's shaking hands at the door. It's the smell of the hall hung with freshly cut pine. It's my little country church at Christmas time. It's the smell of the hall hung with freshly cut pine. It's my little country church.